Thousands of unaccompanied children from Central America are transitioning to a new life in New York City. As WNYC's Marella Ivorak reports, once they arrive here, they face new challenges to cope with the future and the past.
20 boys are playing soccer at Mullally Park in the South Bronx. At first glance, they're ordinary teenagers, fans of top international soccer stars, with dreams of playing professionally. 17-year-old Ariel is quick to tease the goalkeeper about a goal he failed to knock away. But his cheekiness and easy smile mask the deep trauma he went through in his native Honduras.
When I was with my friend, they killed him. They shot him 3 times in the face.
Ariel says the MS-13 gang mistook his friend for someone else, and they threatened him.
They told me if I talked, they were going to kill me as well. I didn't talk. I didn't talk until now.
Until he came to New York. Before his arrival in March, Ariel says he never talked about this experience or about the other 15 friends killed by gangs. It is a common issue for the kids on the soccer field and thousands of other unaccompanied children flooding across the border. Dr. Alan Shapiro runs Terra Firma, the Children's Health Fund's and Montefiore's program for unaccompanied children in the South Bronx.
The problems we see include depression, anxiety, post-traumatic stress disorder, adjustment disorders, and all of that is very explained by their experience.
In addition to seeing a psychologist, the kids get health services like vaccinations and treatment for asthma. They get connected to an attorney if they don't have one already. And then Shapiro says it's about connecting them to peers on the soccer field and off.
These kids left their families, they left their schools, they left their friends, they left everything behind. Mm-hmm. So we have to recreate that here.
Which then helps the kids normalize their lives and deal with more mundane problems they encounter now. For Ariel, who started attending high school in April, it's algebra.
I don't like math. The most difficult thing in the world is math.
For 15-year-old Carlos, who came from Honduras in May, English presents a challenge.
I'm getting used to English and learning a bit.
What are you doing? What's your name?
Carlos is tackling a new language while dealing with lingering issues from his past. In Honduras, he lived with his aunt and uncle.
One time a gang came to my house and they took my uncle away. Later we found the corpse.
Fear propelled him to walk out of Honduras and ride on top of a train in Mexico to make his way to the U.S. He says he still thinks about what happened in Honduras when he goes to sleep in New York in a bunk bed he shares with a cousin.
I can't sleep at night.
Like many unaccompanied kids, he'll start school in September. Claire Sylvan runs the International's network, which includes 15 public schools that serve immigrant populations in the city. Sylvan says that up to 10% of the student body in some of her schools this fall will be unaccompanied children. She says the first step is figuring out how to identify them in the larger group of immigrant kids.
When they enter, they're not necessarily distinguishable.
And then it's about helping them get back on the academic track.
They were sometimes not attending school, or schools were not always even in session, or it was too dangerous, so they sometimes have significant gaps in their education as a result of that.
Soccer can help with that as well. Carlos Banji is Director of Operations at South Bronx United, the organization that runs the Pickup Soccer League in Mullally Park.
The real goal of our program is to use soccer as an engagement tool. We're providing academic tutoring, starting with the youngest kids, after school homework help, and then on to college prep, right? We have a social worker on staff who does character development.
The goal, Banji says, is to give the kids tools to recover and become contributing members of society. For WNYC, I'm Marella Ivorak.